The Department of Social Development launched Child Protection Week from the end of May to the beginning of June to highlight and raise awareness of the rights of children as laid out in the Child Protection Act of 2005. But the number of cases of abuse in the Phoenix, Verulam and Inanda cluster reported to NGOs working with children and the crisis centre at the Mahatma Gandhi Hospital in Phoenix is proof positive that stronger action needs to take place. Colonel Thembeka Mbele is a spokesperson for the South African Police Services in Durban.
Cases against women and children, not only the children alone. It's about 30, depending on the month, because we cannot say it's 30 every month. But the one, if I can be specific, for the children, it's not a lot.
So, but that directly contradicts what Voice, the Victim Outreach Centre,
yes,
is saying. They say they see about 150 cases a month.
So the difference is that we talk about the cases that has been reported to the police. That's why I'm saying in a month, case against women and children, they are approximately plus or minus 30.
So is every single case investigated?
Every case is investigated.
And what do you see as the foremost reason for these cases of child abuse happening? Through your investigations, what comes up over and over?
It's the neglect of the parents. You'll find out that the parents are leaving their children with a neighbor, or sometimes the children are playing there, and you, as a parent, you get a chance to do all the house calls. And when the child is away playing for 30 minutes or an hour, you don't bother because the child is playing, not realizing that anything can happen during that time. When we do investigation, they try to come up that the child was playing outside, and then when I went to look for the child or to eat, maybe after about 3 hours, that's where the parent finds out that the child has been raped.
Colonel Mbele says it's also culturally normal for children to obey instructions from elders, and so many perpetrators take advantage of this.
If the child is called by an adult, the child must go to an adult. So in some of the cases, you'd find that the culprits would call the child while the child is playing. When the child comes, that suspect has got an intentions, and then that's where the rape takes place.
What exactly is the FCS?
FCS is a unit that is investigating only cases against women and children. It's family violence, child protection, and sexual offences.
What is your success rate?
Phoenix, there are successes, but most of the successes, it's on the adults, not on the children.
You see, the thing is, the prosecution's case is only as strong as the police investigation.
Yes, it's that, not that alone. Because you can collect all the info, but in these cases for the children, you collect all the statements and then you take the docket to court. But before the prosecution starts, there must be an interview of the victim.
Colonel Mbele, do you believe that the South African Police Services are doing enough to protect our children?
Our duty is to protect and to serve. But in these cases, we cannot fight them alone. Community must be involved, and we can only conquer or fight these abuses with the community. And the victims must speak until someone listens. If you talk to your mother, she doesn't listen, talk to your sister. Your sister doesn't take it up, talk to your religious leader, anyone, until someone listens.
Tomorrow we chat to Dr. Shikhar Bhagwandin of the Crisis Centre at the Mahatma Gandhi Hospital. Listen in at 8:40 a.m.